Opening ceremonies underway now in Tokyo, Japan, where the Olympics are taking place here. It's the weirdest Olympics ever for many, many different reasons. Number one, first off, it's the 2020 Summer Olympics, even though it's the summer of 2021. That's right. And, of course, there's no audience there. There's no spectators. We've got all sorts of athletes that aren't showing up, some of which have tested positive for COVID. Other ones, there was a miscounting, I guess, in Poland where they sent 23 people and they were only supposed to send 17. Can you imagine being selected by your country and, you know, being sent off to the Olympics and then getting there and they're like, no. The six of you are extra. What are you doing here?
We got to send six of you home, by the way. Yeah, the six worst of you, by the way.
We're attempting to be the best in the world, but apparently math is not our strong suit because nobody checked the roster there. The fact is that obviously the Olympics are a big deal, and the athletes, whether it's winter or summer, they are the best in the world at what it is that they do. There's absolutely no question of that whatsoever. However, with the inclusion of certain events, and as this is, you know, they look at this every single Olympic Games as to, you know, what games will they keep? What events will they keep? What ones will they be bringing in? They're bringing in some new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So surfing was added, and it's in there this year. It was added, I think, last time. Surfing is going to be in there. Skateboarding is in there this year.
Breakdancing soon to be added.
Breakdancing is coming up in 2024. That's right. But there are some games at the Olympics that when you see them, you're like, wait a minute, what? Like every time the Winter Olympics come on, everybody goes crazy for curling.
I love curling.
Because they're like, you figure like you, a couple of your buddies drinking beer, we get some stones, we get a broom, and we could do this. So I'm interested to hear what are the games that you believe that, Sean, that if I wanted to, if I tried out, if I really dedicated myself, possibly Raven could go for the gold.
All right, Raven. Synchronized swimming.
What makes you think that I would be good at that?
I don't know, man. Something about just looking at you screams synchronized swimmer.
Yeah, seeing me in a tight cap on my
I'm gonna goggles, the nose plugs, speedo probably.
Nope, gonna go with the next. You know what weirds me out so much about the swimmers at the Olympics and all the competitive stuff? There's no hair on their body whatsoever.
I used to, a long time ago, I used to date a girl who was in swimming, and she said it's apparently they do that because hair holds them back or something.
Yeah, no. It's aerodynamics. Makes you faster, I guess, if you're slick like a dolphin.
I don't know if I believe
that.
I mean,
it's just uncomfortable for me, to tell you the truth.
All right. Judo.
Ah, nice. But also, you should be a professional at that. Isn't there like badminton or something? Like, give me something like, you know, like if I'm really good at my local barbecue, I think I could do well with.
All right. BMX freestyle?
No. Yeah. Also need to be an athlete for that one, I'm guessing there. Or have stronger shins.
What about anything from the pentathlon?
What is that?
Oh, and pentathlon includes fencing, shooting, swimming, cross-country riding.
Oh, so I actually like this one. A lot of people always question why it is that this one is actually in the Olympics. But to me, this is the purest form of knowing whether or not you could survive in the old days as it is, right? So you have to run for your life first.
These are like the Wild West
Olympics. That's right. You have to run for your life first. Then you have to swim for your life. Then you have to mount a horse. Go through some jumps, and then you have to shoot something. And I think you used to have to shoot while on the horse. So that was, you know, I think now you get to get off the horse, right?
And then that sounds dangerous.
It does sound dangerous, man. But growing up in the colonial days was dangerous, all right?
That's very true.
You want to know whether or not somebody's actually going to survive these things. I mean, this would be the greatest measure of that at the Olympics.